Like you said, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I was in something called Spokesman's Club, which I'm sure you've all heard of. And one of the things you had to do in Spokesman's Club was choose topics. Topics where you ask somebody a question and you try to get a response from them. And the question I asked was, if you could be any animal you wanted to be for one day, what would you be? I'm not going to ask you guys because I think you're going to give the same answer most other people did. They wanted to be an eagle, which I couldn't understand. Why would you want to be a majestic eagle flying high above everything, see what's going on all the time? But, excuse me. After a while, I got to the point where everybody wanted to be an eagle, and nobody gave me any other answers. So I went on to the next topic. Well, I'm not going to ask you what kind of animal you want to be today. What I'm going to ask you is, what kind of body would you like? You can't be an animal body, but what kind of body would you like? What is that meant for me? If you are a female, please excuse the examples I give, but I had to come up with whatever I could come up with. If you're a female, you might be thinking, I'd like a body like Sofia Vergara or Jennifer Aniston or Kate Upton. Now, if you don't watch much TV, you may not know who any of these people are. I won't go so far as to say they have good bodies, but if you're thinking along those lines, I'll tell you in a minute why you probably shouldn't be doing that. If you're a male, you think, what kind of body would I like? Oh, how about LeBron James, muscular basketball player? Alex Rodriguez, over-doped up baseball player? Or how about Vladimir Putin, shown on TV several times, naked from the top up from the, what's this thing called, the waist up, and, you know, being a manly type of man. And honestly, I really don't think any of you are in the category where you're thinking about having a better body. Maybe a less painful one or a less aging one. I don't think anybody is that interested in being that type of person who looks like that. So, what kind of body would you like? I'll give you 5 seconds to think about it. My goal today is to show you what kind of body you will receive at Christ's return. There won't be anything like any of the bodies in the few people I mentioned up above. It'll be better than anything you ever imagined. I'm going to quote from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 42 to 44. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15, 42 to 44. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown perishable is raised imperishable. The body that is sown in dishonor is raised in glory. The body that is sown in weakness is raised in power. And the body that is sown a natural body is raised a spiritual body. Hopefully you're starting to see the difference between what people in the world think of as a great body compared to what God the Father has in mind as the body He will give us. Okay, what I'd like to do now is look at each of those attributes or the type of body you'll be raised with or changed in the twinkling of an eye. I can't forget that because everybody will not die, but everybody will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. So if you are raised with an imperishable body, what does that mean? Well, for one thing, it means that you will not perish. You will not die or decay. Your body will be indestructible, immortal. That's starting to sound like a pretty interesting body. Spiritual body. Spiritual body is one of the spirit or the soul as distinguished from the body of material matter. It's consisting of spirit. Supernatural. You know anybody with a supernatural body? I only know. I was going to say two beings, but I guess angels are supernatural also. Okay, a body with glory. This is where it really starts getting interesting. Glory means worshipful adoration or praise. The condition of highest achievement, splendor, and prosperity. Okay, wrap your mind around this one. Radiant beauty or splendor. Magnificence. Well, to me, this is totally awesome. I was actually kind of surprised. I'd read Corinthians 15 many times. It's kind of like, so what? Really, I mean, I hate to say that, but I will admit it. It was like, that doesn't mean anything to me, really. It does now. You put the explanations of the world's words into focus and think on them, it brings a whole new light to that subject. Okay, how about power? We're going to have a body of power. What does that mean? It means we will have great ability to do, act, or affect strongly. The ability to control others. I don't believe this at all means in the sense of a dictator controlling what the people in the country do. But we will be able to influence people. We will have authority, sway, and influence over people. Another definition under power is a spirit or divinity. Now we can narrow the field down to two. I only know of two divine beings, God the Father and Jesus Christ. So we're going to be at that level. We will be, as we've been told for many years, members of the God family. And we will be like God. Doesn't mean we'll be able to create new planets, I don't think, but we will have the type of divinity that God has. Anybody getting ready for their new body? Want to trade your old one in for that kind of body? I do. Especially the things I've been going through lately. I'll take this body any day over anything, really. That is what I call a body. So, while the world seeks after youthful, attractive bodies that they hope will never die or age, we are going to get the real deal. Imperishable immortal bodies that cannot die or decay. Spiritual bodies that are supernatural. Glorious bodies that are radiant, with radiant beauty and splendor. And powerful bodies that will have great authority and divinity. I do hope that you will take the time to dwell on these attributes of the kind of body you will be given leading up to and during the Feast of Tabernacles. I think it'll give you a whole new view of what we could look forward to. instead of reading Corinthians and saying, so what? You'll say, hurry up, Lord Jesus, hurry up.